this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nicole?
Good.
Okay, so I've got a question. On the 175 that you proposed.
Yeah.
And the daily cost for payment that would be debited, I guess, from the account, 454.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fully amortize this at the end of 18 months?
Yeah, so that's the principal and interest. If you were to go full term, if you were to pay it off early, you get 6% off any remaining principal and interest at any after 90 days.
Say that again.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. So
if there's a 100,000 balance left, and it's paid off.
The payment includes the principal and interest. It's not a separation of principal and interest. So the payment, and if you were to make that payment out to the 18 months, would be the principal and interest. But if you did want to pay it off early, then you could get a 6% discount off any remaining principal and interest at that point.
Okay. And what interest rate do you estimate that this is?
Well, we don't really use an interest rate here. We use rate factors because a lot of the loans are not even a year
long. Okay, what's the rate factor?
Let me pull that up. Hold on really quick. Give me one sec. Okay, so on the, and you're just talking specifically about the 175?
Right.
So on that one, if you were to, so on that we have,
it's going to be like 0.000 something, right?
It's not really calculated that way. I believe that was like a rate factor of a 139.
Okay, so that, all right, I got it. So 139, you said?
Correct.
All right, now, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you multiply the 454
mm-hmm.
times, now we're just counting business days it's deducted, right? Not Saturdays and Sundays?
No, we're not.
It just says Monday through Friday, right?
Correct. It's going to be 22 days.
22 days per month?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so 22 days per month times the 454 times 18
yep.
should get us back to the total of around 200-something?
That's the total, yes. If you were to go full term.
Okay, wait a minute. If you did, okay, let's do this.
454 times 22 times 18.
Is that?
Times 18.
All
right, so if completely paid out, are you coming up with a payback of, that can't be right.
I just did it. Okay.
Yeah, that.
Again, 454.
Because that would be only $4,000 of interest.
A day, right, times 22 days is $9,998.78 a month. Times 18 months. Is $179,000.
Yeah, that's not right. So are you also...
Did I send the wrong payment? Let me look here. Hold on really quick. I sent you...
too.
Sorry. One sec. Okay. Let me make sure that payment is right. One sec. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be 614. I don't know how it turned to 454. It's 614. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's
Are you there?
Difference.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
And know how I didn't hear you if you were just talking.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so basically what we're coming up with is in 18 months we would be paying about $75,000 of interest, $68,000 of interest.
614 times 22 times. I get a total payback of about 243.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting? Yeah, that's going to be the longest term. It's going to have overall lowest payback unless you want to do something like a 12-month term. The overall payback would go down. The loan amount would probably go down a little bit. It may drop down to like 150 or so. But the overall payback would go down.
Yeah, that's a super high rate, super high.
Okay. We got to change these numbers here. That was what was the
614.
And then there was one note, and I'm not sure if you know this, from the underwriters about a commercial credit line being past due for $324,000. Financial trade. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, what happened was we have a line of credit with Chase.
Yeah.
And it's due in May, but we gave them, we renew it every year. We gave them documentation back in January, and it took them until today. We closed on the renewal today.
Oh, I see. Okay.
To get it done. So.
Okay.
We were shocked when we got that little notice, too, that it was past due. Well, yeah, we're waiting to renew it. So their underwriting took forever. But
okay.
So I don't know if that would make a big difference, but I could send you documentation of the renewal.
Yeah, there was a different program that they were considering, but they did have a concern with that, and so they did not issue an approval. I can see if
if you have the ability to communicate with underwriting, but you might ask them.
I can.
Just tell them that we renewed the line of credit with Chase, and we renewed it today, as a matter of fact. We signed it today.
Okay.
You can make a note of the date.
Okay.
And they apologized for taking so long, but like you guys, I guess they're swamped. They're underwriting.
Yeah.
And it took them almost 4 months to get it done.
Wow. Okay.
But, you know, I can certainly get confirmation and get you a copy of that note.
Yeah, they're asking for proof that trade line is current. But are you still looking for additional funding even with having the line renewed?
Yes.
Okay.
We're expanding, and so that's why we're wanting some additional funds.
Okay.
This is a line of credit that we've had in place now for probably 3 or 4 years, but it just has to be renewed every year.
Right, okay.
It's an SBA-type line of credit.
Yeah. Are you looking for around $150,000,
$100,000,
the max amount? Like, what are you kind of considering at this point?
Well, I mean, are there different thresholds?
Sometimes, yeah. Like there's a lot of programs at $150,000.
I mean, we could do 150, yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have,
but,
can you
but
send?
This kind of, but this kind of a rate, you know, I mean, that's crazy. If based on this, we'd be paying $75,000 back in interest.
Okay.
In 18 months. That's,
so
that's,
can you do a shorter term, or is eight, do you have to have 18 months?
No, we could do 12, but again,
okay.
I, you know, we can't do that kind of a rate. I could do 12, and I could do 150. But
okay. So let us play around with the numbers and see if we can come up with something different for you. But
and tell the underwriter, by the way, that notice never should have gone out. It was one department not knowing what the other department at Chase was doing.
Yeah.
Do
you have something showing it's current now that you can send over?
What you mean, like from the, not from the credit bureaus, because we just signed the paperwork today, but I can send you a copy of the note signed by the bank.
Okay, yeah, maybe that would work.
All right, well, he came over, he signed today.
Okay.
I will call him and Monday and have him send me copies.
Okay, perfect. And I'll see what we can do if we can reopen that approval and maybe just play around with the numbers so the overall cost is, you know, makes a little bit more sense for you.
Yeah, that, I mean, because that makes no sense.
Okay.
I mean, we'd have to be pretty poor business people to do a loan like that.
All right. Well, let's find something that's going to be a better fit. And did you say you were going to be out on vacation next week?
I'm thinking about, yeah, on Wednesday, but
okay.
I'm not sure. Some other things have come up that I might have to stay a little longer.
Okay. Will you be in on Monday?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So I'll reach out to you on Monday. And then if you could just send that over whenever you get that, I'll forward that on to underwriting.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.